Well, Chris, we first got the idea for this story from the most recent hearing of the House Homeland Security Committee. Now, during the hearing on cybersecurity, California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, a Democrat whose district includes San Jose and most of Silicon Valley south of San Francisco, says she has concerns about any bill that would place more of the responsibility for cybersecurity in the hands of the Department of Homeland Security. And here she explains why.
There's been a discussion that the U.S. government authorities, DHS or OMB, I guess for that matter, ought to have more authority. And it seems to me without more capacity, we are not in a very good position to be asking for more authority. I'm not as troubled by the idea of having contractors on board, provided that they are adequately directed and supervised. For this reason, you know, I see the kids walking over, you know, the line to graduate with their PhDs in computer science at Stanford, and I don't know that we're going to succeed in getting those young people to apply for a federal job, but we need them. We're going to have to pay them a lot of money, more than the GS scale provides. And even then, we'll be lucky to get some of them. And so, provided that we're using contractors to attract really people that are in that competitive league, I would personally encourage that we do so and promptly.
So a lot of topics covered there, capacity or the ability for DHS to handle a lot of new responsibility. Also the question of will there be enough cybersecurity workers to go around and to mitigate extensive use of cybersecurity contractors. One man who has a lot of opinions about the issue of outsourcing and cybersecurity, Stan Soloway, president of the Professional Services Council here in Washington, D.C. He represents much of the contractor community.
I think Congresswoman Lofgren has actually hit the nail on the head, not only with regard to private to cybersecurity, but to a broader challenge the government faces. And cybersecurity is a terrific example, a terrific illustration of it. There have been two or three articles in the Washington Post just in the last year about the government's struggle to hire cleared, qualified cybersecurity workers. The kinds of talent, as Congresswoman Lofgren pointed out, that you need with cyber expertise, cybersecurity expertise, that talent is in relatively short supply across the economy. And if there was ever an issue that affects everybody in the economy, it's cybersecurity. It is an issue for every company, every university, every hospital, governments, utilities, you name it. It is an issue across the board. So there is tremendous competition for that talent.
Now, someone who's been concerned for years about the possible drought in cybersecurity talent is Hord Tipton, the executive director of ISC Squared. That's the organization that trains and certifies many of the best cybersecurity experts in both the private and public sectors.
We recently completed a survey that indicated that we had a need for well over 2 million IT security professionals in the world, actually, and in our case, we've produced 70,000 of them. So we're making a small dent in that. The government has also been quite busy at work defining what some of the more technical skills are needed, and they've applied some granularity to that, which is really good. You have to know what you need and what your gaps are before you can actually fill those.
So three perspectives there, Chris, on the need for cybersecurity workers in the cybersecurity industry. No solutions here. We sort of pulled together these bits of audio from different stories we've covered.
More people going into science and technology, I think, is one of the solutions. You're going to have more tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we'll have more on this tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive with Tom and Amy, and also on federalnewsradio.com.